From WGCU News, I'm Julie Glenn. South Florida water managers heard presentations recently on their options for underground water storage. These are possible solutions to excess fresh water that sometimes fills Lake Okeechobee, leading to harmful discharges in the Caloosahatchee and St. Lucie rivers. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports experts say one choice is more ideal than another.
The South Florida Water Management District's top hydrogeologist, Robert Verastro, says building reservoirs is not the only way Florida can store extra water from Lake O. First, he told a commission within the district about aquifer storage recovery, or ASR.
It is the idea that we can use wells that are drilled into the Floridan aquifer, about 1,000 feet underground, and we can pump the water into a confined aquifer when there are times of excess water.
So basically, store water underground. John Cassani is with the local chapter of the international nonprofit Waterkeeper Alliance. He says ASR is potentially a good thing because that stored water would be available during the dry season to spread around wherever needed.
I'm not even sure it's considered a preferred alternative at this point, but I think it's a valid alternative. We'd probably support ASR.
And then there's option two, Robert Verastro presented to the district. Send water 3,000 feet through a deep injection well into what's called the boulder zone.
They have higher capacity than ASR wells, like 2 to 3 times the capacity.
But John Cassani with the Water Alliance says the downfall of this method is that the water is not stored and disappears.
So a couple issues there. What's the fate and effect of this water? And perhaps there's some controversy that we're losing a resource that could be valuable later on.
Water managers did not vote on anything in particular. They're just weighing their options right now. And Florida Senate President Joe Negron filed a bill to purchase land south of Lake Okeechobee for water storage. John Cassani says everyone's just balancing alternatives on what to do with all this extra water in the state. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.